Hey, you want that to go?
Our first takeout is in the domain of sports, but it runs much wider than that. It's a story about gender, and it's also an interesting story about the coming of age for young men in high schools around the United States. On Friday, maybe you missed this, Coolidge High School's football team in Washington, D.C. got a new head coach. Natalie Randolph was hired as the head coach at Coolidge High School and is believed to be the only female in the United States to be coaching a high school varsity football team. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here with us. First of all, I was surprised that this is a first. I was actually surprised that this is the first time that's ever happened.
Well, one of the reasons that it's so rare is that one of the prerequisites for being a coach is actually having been a player.
Right.
So you understand the game, the nuance of the game, and there's not that many opportunities for women to play the game of football.
So what do you think of this decision?
Well, I mean, my initial thought was like, this is good and this is a move forward. And another thought was that with the amount of young men in urban areas that are growing up without fathers and father figures, the primary authority figure in their lives are women, their mothers, their aunts, their grandmothers. So from that perspective, I think this makes sense because you have a woman in an authority role. I think she'll be able to communicate with them in that sense.
So from the environment of Washington, D.C., as far as you're aware of it, this woman could have credibility that she might not have in other places around the United States.
Well, it's important that she actually has played football before. So she was a wide receiver in a women's football league. So she has that credibility. She was an athlete in college. She was a sprinter in college. She understands the culture of athletics. And then she also was an assistant at the same school. So she's got a resume that says, okay, I can do this.
She knows the program.
Precisely. So that helps her out. And her relationship with the players seems like it's going to be fine. I think the challenge for her is going to be a relationship with the coaches and credibility with parents as well.
You know, what do young people who play high school varsity ball face? I mean, in a sense, it's tough on your body. It's an enormous time commitment, and there are enormous sort of risks in terms of your academic achievement as well. But there are enormous temptations if you actually are good enough to make it in the college game.
The core of what the value of a high school sports program is that it's a youth development program. Take away all the competition and all these different things about it. It's at the core, it is a youth development program. So her challenge is going to be, can she translate the lessons of real life and that come up on the football field? Can she translate how those lessons connect to the football field and to real life and help them to grow as human beings and as men?
What did your coach tell you in high school that helped you when you went away to Rhode Island, right?
So the last game that I played in high school, my junior year, we lost the state semifinal game to go to states, and we're crying. It's like a really tough moment, and our coach brought us together, and he said that in your grown-up life, you will face challenges much worse than this moment, and you will remember this moment almost as a joke because of what you'll face in the real world. And I remember thinking, wow, he didn't say anything about how we played. That was the first thing he said to us. And Coach Jack Berger from Troy, New York, was one of the most amazing coaches ever.
I got to give him a shout out. A little twinkle in the eye there. You see that? So Natalie Randolph, hired as head coach of Coolidge High School, you know, ought to be able to deliver those kinds of lessons. But let's get down to the sort of football details. She was a wide receiver when she played, right?
Yep.
Are wide receivers good coaches?
That's a funny question.
Or is it more the quarterback, or is it more maybe someone in the defensive side?
I think for the position that you want for a coach, that's an interesting point. A lineman is generally a good coach because they understand the grit of the game.
Right.
And so that's
the big picture.
Precisely. And so my that part of it, I think, well, I will wonder, will she be able to understand what those linemen are going to have to deal with?
Wide receivers have got a little ego issue, right? Don't they, maybe a little bit?
The wide receivers see things from this other perspective outside of, they see the edges of things.
Right.
So I don't know if they get into the muck and the grime of the game. So that's where, you know, the real grittiness of football, I'm not sure if she's going to get that.
And, you know, what's Coolidge's record? I mean, are they a power team? Are they someone that, where there's a lot riding on this, kind of like a Notre Dame?
They're a mediocre team from their record, but also their school has been taken over by a private firm outside of D.C. So I think there's a lot of issues here that kind of collide. This is an experiment, and I think it's going to work well. I think she has the temperament to do it. She's almost like a Jackie Robinson temperament.
Yeah.
she's going to, from all accounts, she's going to face the challenge and face it well. And I think maybe this will open the door for other people to see that women can coach at this level.
I think we should send Ibrahim down there to report on
that story. Absolutely.
I would love to go meet her.
All right, we will do that. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And for our last takeout, we go to our listeners. We want you to check in on the news and stories with us. And one of the things that still has you talking is our question to you of what do you think Haiti needs from the world right now?
What Haiti needs right now is jobs.
To develop strict building codes.
We are just pouring good money after bad.
The primary need is truly shelter.
Only one thing Haiti needs is help and co-option in Haiti.
We also got some great responses up on our website. You can weigh in with other people. That's at thetakeaway.org.
We're getting more stories from you as we track the census. We talked yesterday about how some cities are actually shrinking and asked for stories from you on why your town might be one of those shrinking cities. Tina posted to our site, I've lived in Hollywood, Florida since 1957. Now, a lot of the empty houses I see are a testament to the fact that we're unable to afford living here. In the not-distant future, only the wealthy will be able to live here, and the future is very close. Just about everyone I speak to agrees and are looking for a way to get out. Cost of living here and owning property is becoming unsustainable. Peter writes to us on our Facebook page, keep an eye on Miami. Things are going to get bad fiscally, and I predict an exodus as city services go to crap and businesses close under new city fees. Doesn't sound like things are great in Florida for them, but what about your city? Keep your stories coming because we want to track what your hometown is like, maybe even come back to you as we talk more about the census. Make our own census map here at The Takeaway. That's at 877-8-MY-TAKE or on our site, thetakeaway.org.
Another thing that we want from you is your slogan, 6 words or less. Give us anything, a 6-word phrase on anything from politics, culture, your life, your dog. Beginning April 12th, you can vote for your favorite at our website. And if you're one of the top 5 winners, we will make your T-shirt with your slogan on it. Here's some samples of what we've already gotten.
It's still better than John McCain.
We also got fund social political programs, area. Tax all tweets. And then we have WWJD, what would Jeter do? And Ibrahim can
Ibrahim
appreciate.
Loves that one, yeah.
Fewer carbs, the change we need, KNEAD. Ooh. And totally connected with nothing to say. Give us yours at thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.